Today's daf is Yuma Daf Nun Vav, and we are four lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Hey Amid Beis Minalon. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Dvora, Dvora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Sara bas Batya, Rafal Yaakov ben Rachel Chava, and Aryeh Eliezer ben Malka. Today's daf is being learned as a schus. V'yecheskel shraga b'miral, and today's daf is being learned l'ilu nishmas Avram ben Yibadol l'chaim toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So we ended the previous daf very abruptly, and we're in the middle of a cheshbon, which requires a little bit of an introduction. So the Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis was discussing the hazois that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There were 16 hazois that were done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. 8 with the par, 8 with the Sor Lashem. The 8 that were done with the par were done achas lemala, v'sheva lemata. The 8 that were done with the Sor were also done achas lemala, v'sheva lemata. After the Kohen Gadol did the 16 hazois in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he did another 16 hazois on the Paroiches, or as we'll see in tomorrow's daf, maybe Keneged the Paroiches. Those 16 were also 8 with the par, 8 with the sire. And again, the 8 were broken down, achas lemala, v'sheva lemata. But the way these hazois were done, Kohen Gadol did 8 in the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the par, then 8 in the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the sire. Then he did 8 on the Paroiches with the par, and then he did 8 with the dam of the sire on the Paroiches. So he switched from par to sire, par to sire. In between, he had to put down the dam that he wasn't using. So where did he put it? The Mishnah said there was a stand, a kan or a cane, that was in the heichal. It was made of gold. And that's where he would put the dam that he wasn't using. There was a machloikis in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether there were two stands or whether there was only one. The Chachamim said that there were two stands. One was used for the Dam HaPar, and the other was used for the Dam HaSohar. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, all there was one stand. Now, the practical difference of there being one stand or two stands, we'll see more on Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis. But the Gemara had a discussion on Daf Nun Hey. Why is it, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that there was only one stand and not two? From a practical standpoint, as we will see, it would have made more sense for there to be two. So the Gemara suggested, Rabbi Yosef, the Amora did, that maybe Rabbi Yehuda was worried that the Kohen Gadol would confuse which stand has the Dam HaPar on it and which stand has the Dam HaSar. Now, Rabbi Yosef said, you're going to tell me there's a very easy solution. Right on the Kan, this is for the Dam HaPar. Right on the other one, this is for the Dam HaSar. Let's do ksiva, and that will allow us to know which is the Dam HaPar and which is the Dam HaSar. So Rabbi Yosef said that I think that the reason Rabbi Yehuda didn't rely on ksiva is because it's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasei. And this Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasei takes us back into Masechta Shkalim. It takes us into a completely unrelated item, and that is, the halach is that once upon a time, people had the ability to bring birds as a carbon. So we're going from Kanan to Kinan. The birds were known as kinen. Now, sometimes birds can be brought as a nedava, kinei nedava. Sometimes they can be brought as a chayva, kinei chayva. Meaning there were people that were obligated to bring birds as a carbon. And there was an idea that I don't have to bring one, but I choose out of the volition of my good heart, this is something that I would like to do. In the event that the birds were being brought as nedava, they were two, they were always two, and they were both oilois. In the event that you were bringing it as a chayva, one was going to be a chatas, one was going to be another. The Chachamim said that being that it was a little complicated to buy the birds and exactly how to figure it out, so what the system that was set up in the Beis HaMikdash was that if somebody was obligated to bring kinim, you would figure out how much money you had to spend. You would take the money and you would put it into a shofar. This was a chest that held money. It was shaped like a shofar. And that's where you would deposit the shekels that you needed to spend in order for you to be able to buy your birds. At the end of the day, the kehanim would go. They would empty out the chest. They knew how much each set of birds cost. So based on how much money was there, they were able to figure out how many birds they have to be makriv. And they would start being makriv all these birds on the das of whoever put the money in it. He's the one that should get the kapar. According to the Chachamim, there was shofars for the kinei nedava, and there were shofars for the kinei chayva. Rabbi Yehuda argued. Rabbi Yehuda said there were shofars for the kinei nedava. There were no shofars for the kinei chayva. Rabbi Yosef said, what's the reason for it? The reason probably is because Rabbi Yehuda's concerned that if you're going to have a shofar for kinei nedava and you're going to have a shofar for kinei chayva, you're going to mix up the kinei nedava and the kinei chayva, and that would be a disaster. That would be a problem. Said Rabbi Yosef, but I don't understand what the issue is. Write on one of the shofars kinei nedava, write on the other shofars kinei chayva. Oh, must be Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is that we don't rely on chayva, on ksiva. So said Rabbi Yosef, that's pshat Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. You want to know why Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah said that you can't have two kanin? It's for the same reason Rabbi Yehuda said you can't have two shofars for the kinim. Because you can't rely on ksiva. Just like you can't rely on knowing this is the stand for the dama par and this is the stand for the dama sar, so too you can't rely on saying this is for the kinei chayva and this is for the kinei nedava. But the Gemara said that's not the pshat. Because in fact, we know Rabbi Yehuda Shita clearly is that you can rely on ksiva. Because we have a brayse, Rabbi Yehuda himself discussed the 13 shofaris that were in the Beis HaMikdash. Different shofaris were used for different things. Tiklan Chadatin, Tiklan Atikin, etc., etc. So it's poshut Rabbi Yehuda himself did rely on ksiva. If Rabbi Yehuda relied on ksiva, then how come Rabbi Yehuda held that you couldn't have a shofar for kinei nedava and another shofar for kinei chayva? It has nothing to do with confusing the two shofaris, but rather it was related to something completely different, something very kachemdig, and that is Rabbi Yehuda was worried that being that the kinei chayva had in it a chatas, what would be if you had a shofar that had in it the money for 10 sets of kinei chayva? So there's 10 sets of one for a chatas and one for another. And then one of the people that had deposited the money would die. Now, his money or her money can't be used to buy a chatas anymore. Because it's a chatas shemesu baleh. Dalach is lemisa aslot. That's if it was an animal. If it's money, you have to throw it away. So that now would not be able to be brought as a kasha karpin. As a result, you're going to have it in a taruvis of something that's not okay. It's going to mess up all the money that's there. It could come out a big churva from this. And as a result, the Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda Shita was, that we don't ever want to have a shofar for kinei chayva. So the Gemara was in the middle of discussing this newfound reason that we now have for Rabbi Yehuda Shita, not in our Mishnah Masechtes Yuma, but rather in the Mishnah Masechtes Shkolim, the digression, which was that the reason you couldn't have a shofar for the kinei chayva is because what happens if one of the people die? Now you're going to mess up the whole shofar. And the Gemara asked the question. That is, why are you assuming you're going to mess it up? Let's just take the value of one of these kinim, get rid of it. Everything that's left will be brought for the people that did not die. Everybody will get that kapara. And as a result, it's not going to be an issue. And the Gemara says that would work if you hold a breira. The problem is Rabbi Yehuda less lay breira. And because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a breira, it's for that reason it's not going to be okay. So what does this have to do with breira? Because essentially what we want to do is we want to take some of the money out now, for zuzim, the Gemara said, throw it away and say that the four zuzim that we threw away belong to the person that died. So the chata shemesu baleo is now out of the picture. Everything else will be brought on behalf of the people that are alive. How do you know right now that those four zuzim belong to the person that died? Now, later, we can do something that will allow us, if halacha allows us, to see retroactively that the four zuzim that were thrown away belong to that person. Meaning, we can take all the other money, be mocked with it on behalf of the people that are alive. So who's missing that one person? Oh, that must mean that that money that was never used to bring a carbon, the money that we threw away, belonged to the person that died. That only works if you hold of Breira. Breira would allow me to play it out and then say, based on the way it plays out, Limafreya igloi milso huver adavar, that this is the way it always was. But if you don't hold a breira, then that's not going to work. And the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda is less lay breira, and because Rabbi Yehuda is less lay breira, it's for that reason this is not going to work. Says the Gemara, and this is where we pick up, minallah, and how do you know that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a breira? Meaning simply to say Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a breira, the Gemara feels is nunuf. Let's prove demonstrate that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita in Shas is that he doesn't hold a Breira. And if we can demonstrate it, then the Gemara is going to be a little bit more comfortable with this answer. So Breira comes up in many sugis in Shas. Hatzad HaShavah Shebehen of all those sugis is that they're hard. Sometimes the Gemara brings a whole bunch of different examples of Breira. Our Gemara is going to be a little light as far as the Breira part of it goes. The Gemara is just going to bring Tutsiyurim of Breira. And on the second try, we're going to establish that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that he doesn't hold a Breira. Zok to Gemara. How do you know Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira? Elam in Mehad Atam. Perhaps it's from the following Mishnah. If somebody buys wine from a Kuti. So every time we see the word Kuti, you really have to start asking yourself a whole bunch of questions. There's a questionnaire you have to fill out. Whenever you see the word Kuti, number one, are we going according to the Man Dama that holds the Kutim with Geri Emes? Or are we going according to the Man Dama that holds the Geri Arayas with an Aleph? Meaning, were they legitimate Jews or not? Even if you hold that the Kutim with Geri Emes, are you going before the Gemara in Mesechtes Chulin in the first parak that says that if the Kutim with Geri Emes, they in fact were treated halachically as Jews? Or do we mean after that Gemara, there was a time the later Batei Dinim said that even if once upon a time the Kutim were treated as Geri Emes, but we're going to change all that, they can be treated as Geri Arayis. Another thing you have to ask yourself every time you see the word Kutim is this specific halacha that we're dealing with. Is this something the Kutim were careful in, or is this something they weren't careful in? The Kutim were similar to the Tzedukim. They were Me'inyan Le'inyan, not the same thing, but they were somewhat similar in the sense that there were certain things that they didn't take so seriously. As it relates to our sugya, we're going to assume that the Kutim were Yidden. But at the same time, they were not careful when it came to Trumas or Maisras. One interesting point, if you want to go through this next Gemara a little bit better, is we know that the Ami Ha'aretz were a group of Yidden, regular Haimash Yidden, that were not Nizer so much in the laws of Trumas and Maisras. Now, as it relates to the Ami Ha'aretz, the Gemara says, number one, they used to give Truma Gedayla. Number two, Roiv of the Ami Ha'aretz used to give Maiser. So even though they were chashed on Trumas and Maisras, but it was more in terms of us just wanting to be 100% certain. So it's for that reason, if somebody bought Peiris from an Ami Ha'aretz, there was a halacha, you have to be Ma'afers, Trumas and Maisras. Demai, the Rabbanon, but Demai Hekilu, a lot of different kulas associated with it. The Kutim were different. The Kutim were chashed on a biblical level. There was no Roiv Ma'asrin. They weren't careful in Truma Gedoyla and only not careful in Truma Maiserishin and in Maisersheni. So the Kutim were chashed on Trumas and Maiseris. We're treating them as Jews in our sugya, but at the same time, they're even more chashed than the Ami Ha'aretz. Now, Ma'isa Shehayah Kachay, this is one of the most famous Mishnayos in Shas, where somebody goes and he bought wine from a Kuti Erev Shabbos in Chashecha. The significance is that he can't be Ma'afer Shumas Ma'isas. He knows he has to be Ma'afer Shumas Ma'isas, but he bought it Bein Hashmashes. It's too late already. He can't be Ma'afer Shumas Ma'isas, but he wants wine. It's Yontif. He has to make Kiddush. So he needs the wine. So here's the question. Could he somehow finagle to be able to drink the wine without being mafresh to Trumas or Maisers now? Now, the short answer is, of course not. How could you do that? You can't be mafresh Trumas. You can't say, oh, don't worry, I'm going to be mafresh Trumas or Maisers after Shabbos, and it's all good. No, right now it's Tefil. If you are a mafresh Trumas or Maisers, simply we're dealing with someone that bought it from an Ami Ha'aretz, so maybe you can call a Rav, you can come out with a Kula, be mitzvah of different sniffing lahakil, but the problem is we're dealing with a kuti, he's chashed midei raisa. This is a real problem. So because we're dealing with a real issue, so what's the etza? So the Gemara says that it could be there's an etza using the sugya, the elusive sugya of breiras. If somebody buys wine from a kuti, erev Shabbos and chashecha, we didn't have enough time to be mafresh shumas u'maisers. Oy midva oy, he can get up, he could be sitting also, and he could say shnei lugim shani osa lahafresh, the two lugim that I'm going to be mafresh harehim truma. Meaning he says I'm being mafresh truma right now. I'm being mafresh truma. So the person next to him says, really, where's the truma? I don't know. Right now, after Shabbos, I'll be mafreshit. I can't be mafreshit now. But like, I'm mafreshit now. He says I'm being mafreshit right now. But we don't know what the hafrosh is being chal on. Meaning, I'm going to be mafresh. There's some form of hafrosh that's taking place right now. There's not enough time to actually do the hafrosh. But he says, that's fine. The actual hafrosh will play itself after Shabbos. And whatever I determine after Shabbos to be truma, that will be the truma. Asara, my serishin. Then he says, I'm going to take 10%, and it's going to be my serishin. Tisha, I'll take another 10%, meaning 9 chalokim of it. That's going to be my serishin. sheni. Umecho, you have to be mechalo the ma'isa sheni. The shoyis mea, then you can drink right away. Divrei Rav Meir. Now, as Rav Meir says, you can now, as long as you did this, you can drink this wine on Shabbos gezunta heit, even though you weren't really mafet shumas ma'isas. But Rav Meir says you are, because I did say that shnei lugan shani also lahafresh harei ein truma. So I will be mafresh it after Shabbos, and when I'm mafresh it after Shabbos, here's the punchline. It'll be igloi milsalam afreya that was always the truma. So what I drank wasn't truma. Meaning, another issue over here is how could he drink this wine over Shabbos? Maybe he's drinking the truma. So as long as he's mafresh, later it'll be igloi milsa that was always the truma. Again, a complicated case. They all say it doesn't work. Why do they say it doesn't work? Must be because it's not breira. Because I can't be mafresh truma now, and then something later is going to tell me that what I was mafresh now was really the truma. Meaning, either we figure out right now what the truma is, or I can't be mafresh truma. So if Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon all say that this doesn't work, presumably it doesn't work because they hold that there's no such thing as breira. That's a very good. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is ain breira. We're trying to prove Rabbi Yehuda is ain breira. So isn't this proof? The Gemara says, maybe really Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon all hold of breira. But the reason it doesn't work over there is kediktani taima. Like they themselves said, they told Rav Meir, aren't you concerned that maybe the jug is going to break? Then it's going to come out. You would never mafresh truma. Meaning, if you knew for sure that this hafrashes truma is going to happen, then maybe it would be okay. The problem is that shemi yibaka hanoid, maybe the noid is going to break, and if it breaks, it's going to come out that you would never mafresh truma. That's the issue. It has nothing to do with breira. Maybe they hold a breira. But maybe the reason they have a problem is they're just worried it's never going to play out. Meir responded to them, and he said, when it breaks, we'll have this conversation, which is like a sort of sarcastic way of saying, I'm not worried that it's going to break. Rashi says, you could make a shomer. It's very likely for you to be able to figure out a way to make sure it doesn't break, and as a result, it's not going to be a problem. But the bottom line is, this is not a makar that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is ain breira, because the reason Rabbi Yehuda holds over there that you can't rely on this truma shani yasa v'hafrish is not because of ain breira, it's because he was concerned shemi yibaka anoy. So the Gemara says, element the tani ayah. Maybe the proof that Rabbi Yehuda holds of ain breira is from somewhere. It's from a brisa that ayah taught. So ayah was a person. Ayah said over a brisa. Tani ayah. Rabbi Yehuda said, in the masal sheidvam keechon, a person can make a tanai for two things at once. So the context over there was where a person wanted to make an Erev Tchumen, but he wasn't sure where he wanted the Erev Tchumen to be. So we don't have to review the concept of Erev Tchumen. A person has the ability to extend how far he's allowed to walk beyond the Tchum, beyond the Alpayim Amah, as long as he makes an Erev Tchumen. But one of the catches of Erev Tchumen is you can make one Erev Tchumen. You can't make two. The concept of Erev Tchumen is that wherever my Erev is, that's where I am on Shabbos. Can't be in two places at once. Can't tons of Tzvei Chasanis. So you have to decide. You want your Erev to be here, you want your Erev to be there. You want an Erev, you don't want an Erev. But you certainly can't have two Eruvin. So the discussion over there was where somebody was told that on Shabbos, some big rabbi was going to come, he's going to give a drasha. One person's coming this way, the other person's coming that way, one to the east, one to the west, one to the north, one to the south. And the person went and he decided he's going to set up two Eruvei Tchumen. And on Shabbos, depending on which drasha he's more in the mood of hearing, then he's going to make his decision where he's going to go. So if you decide you can't do that, eino de masnal shnei dvarim kechot. Hello, what you could do is in bachachem lemizrach eruvei lemizrach lemayriv eruvei lemayriv. Meaning you have to pick a decision. But davar lekano lekano loy, to do it in both directions, that's not something you can do. So again, Rabbi Yehuda said to go ahead and put an Erev in both places and make a decision which Erev you're going to want to use on Shabbos, that's not something you could do. What could you do? There is something he allows you to do. In Bach Chacham LeMizrach Eruvei LeMizrach LeMayrev Eruvei LeMayrev. So what does that mean? The Gemara says, Avina Ba Maishna L'Kanda L'Kanda Loi De'im Breder. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that you can't put two Eruvin at the same time and then make a decision later which one you're going to want to use? Because the old of Ein Breira, LeMizrach Ma'ariv, not Ein Breira, it's the same case. LeMizrach Ma'ariv sounds like a case of Breira. Now we'll explain it. Rabbi Yochanan Kishvar Bar Chacham. Now Rabbi Yehuda was saying something. Rabbi Yehuda was saying, any time you're going to make a decision later where my Eruv was Ben Hashmashes, that's not something you ever have the ability to do. What can you do? What you can do is a person can make a Tanai. Meaning a person can make two Eruvin Erev Shabbos and he could say, listen, I want to go hear the Chacham speak. I heard he's coming. I just don't know if he's coming to the east or if he's coming to the west. I pasha don't know. If he turns out he came to the east, I want my Erev to the east to be chal. If it turns out he came to the west, I want the one to the west to be chal. That works because that has nothing to do with Breira. Breira is where I do something now. Later, I'm going to decide what the something that I did now was, and how would you go into effect? Can't do that. In Rabbi Yehuda's case, where he allows you to make these two Eruvin, that case is where the Chacham came. He just doesn't know. He's Chaser Yediyah. So he makes two Eruvin, and he says, I'm making this Erev Al HaTnai that the Chacham came here. I'm making this Erev Al HaTnai, the Chacham came there. He came to one of the two places. Whichever one of the two places he came to, that's where the Erev's going to be Chal. That's going to work. But the bottom line is, as we conclude the Breira portion of today's daf, is Rabbi Yehuda Shnita is Ein Breira. How do we know Ein Breira? Because I taught a Breisa that a person can't make an Erev Tchumen in two different directions and then decide later on Shabbos which one of the two Eruvin are actually going to go into effect. The bottom line is going back to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that there was no Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash for the Kinei Chayva. Why does he hold there was no Shofar? You're worried that people are going to confuse the Shofar of Chayva with the Shofar of Nedava, just write on the Shofaris. Rabbi Yehuda agrees they had all these different Shofaris, so you could just write on the Shofaris. That shouldn't be a big deal. No, he's worried that someone's going to die, one of the people that deposited the money, and now it's going to mess up all the money in the Shofar. Because you have a Chata Shemetsu Baba, and that's going to be a problem. I just throw out some of the money, be makriv of all the other ones, and it'll be Gloy Milsalem Afreya that the money that you threw out belonged to the person that died. That would be great if Rabbi Yehuda held a Breira. Rabbi Yehuda holds of Ein Breira, as we saw from Ayes Breisa, related to the halacha of Erev Tchum. So we're now going to return to our regular program, which is Maseches Yuma, which was discussing the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. Was there one stand in the Heichal, or there two stands? Sok the Gemara. Hash to Domino, the Rabbi Yehuda Ein Breira. Now that we've established the Rabbi Yehuda Shita is Ein Breira, in other words. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds they didn't have a Shofar for the Kinei Chayv in the Beis HaMikdash, not because he holds you can't rely on Ksiva, but because he holds Ein Breira, and therefore he's worried that someone's going to die, and it's going to mess up everything in the Shofar. Ha Ksiva Islay, but as it relates to Ksiva, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, you could rely on Ksiva. Yom Kippurim Navi Navitrei, then Yom Kippur, why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that there was only one stand? There should have been two stands, v'nichta v'layu, and you should write on it. Just write one is for the Dama Par and the other one's for the Dama Sar. Again, we're starting the sugya with an assumption that it's better to have two stands than one. It's not clear 100% why, by the way. But the assumption is it's better to have two stands than it is one. So if it's better to have two stands than it is one, so why would Rabbi Yehuda say that there was only one? What are you worried about? You're worried you're going to confuse which stand is which. L'chayre, just write on it. And we know Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that you could rely on Ksiva. We had a fleeting havamina that Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't. But the hash, the domrina, now that we went through a blot and a half of Gemara, and we established Rabbi Yehuda's shita as you really could rely on Ksiva. And the yen of Rabbi Yehuda and Shkolim and doing Ksiva. It's related to Breira. The point is, and why can't you just write in it? So the Gemara says, Mishum chulsha de kayin gado lavadayte. Ordinarily, we rely on Ksiva, but here we're a little concerned about relying on Ksiva because the Kohen Gadol is weak, he's fasting, one of the themes of Masechtas Yuma, and as a result, we're afraid that maybe because he's a little schwach, he's not going to read properly. That's where the issue is going to be. Because if you're going to tell me not that way, but like Ksiva Nami, even without Ksiva, what's this whole idea you're going to mix up the two bloods? How can you ever mix it up? One is the blood of a bull, and the other one is the blood of a goat. A bull is much bigger. You'll tell me, no. You're right, it would be much bigger if you had all the blood of the par in one and all the blood of the sar in the other, then for sure it would be bigger. But who said you have all the blood? Maybe you would just makabal a little bit of the dam. Then it's not true, because if I'm Rabbi Yehuda, the Amir said, then after you shecht an animal, you have to be makabal all the dam. But the point is, you have to be makabal all the dam. So you have all the dam of the par, you have all the dam, and you'll tell me, no. You're right. Maybe if you had all the dam, you're right. But what happens if it's spilled? So if some of it's spilled, now you don't have it all anymore. But the Gemara says, "Hai chiver, the hai sumik." But it's still different because one is white and the other one is red. Elos of the Gemara mishum chulsha. The Kohen Gadol, Lava Daite, you have to say, because the Kohen Gadol is Shvach, and as a result, he's not going to notice the difference in sizes of which has more blood. He's not going to notice the difference in color. The Dama Par was a little more red than the Dama Sar. Hachanami, so too, we can't rely simply on writing, Bishom Chulsh of the Kohen Gadol, Lava Daite, because of Chulsh of the Kohen Gadol. So that's where the issue is. Zok the Gemara. There was someone that was davening for the Amid in the presence of Ram Omar, and he was saying the Avoida on Yom Kippur. And when he came to the Avoida, he said, Yotzav Yinichel Kan Sheni Shabahechel, the Kohen Gadol, after he finished doing the Hazah of the Soir. So he went back into the Heichel and he put it on the second stand of the Heichel. Not all dam hapar. Then he took the dam of the par, v'niach dam ha-soir, and he put down the dam of the soir. So the Kohen Gadol finished doing the achas amal l'shevel amata of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. First he did the dam hapar, then he finished doing the dam ha-soir. So this Baal Tefila, who was davening in the presence of Rava, was talking specifically about the achas amayla v'shevel amata that was done bein abadim with the dam ha-soir. So he said, yotza, he left the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he went and he put the dam of the soir on the second stand that was in the Heichel, then he picked up the dam of the par, and he put down the dam of the soir. So Amalei, so Rava turned to this Baal Tefila and he told him, Chadik Rabbanu v'chadik Rabbi Yehuda. So Rava was holding in the sugyas and he told him, I don't understand. He says that you're poshit mixing up two different shittas. On the one hand, you're mentioning the Chachamim shita. On the other hand, you're mentioning Rabbi Yehuda shita. He's mentioning the Rabbanu because he mentioned the Kan Sheni Shav Eichel. Only according to Rabbanu were there two stands. But he's also talking Rabbi Yehuda. Why? This is really the punchline of the sugya. Because what's the main difference as to whether there was one stand or there were two stands? So when the Kohen Gadol, if he had two stands, so the Dam HaPar was on one, the Dam HaSor was on the other. So you can have them both sitting in a stand at the same time, theoretically. If there was only one stand, that meant there was only room for one of the Dams. Which meant that every time he was switching, he had to first pick up the one that was on the stand, then he was able to put down the other ones. Some say that the reason maybe the Gemara wants the Katchila that there should be two stands versus one is because if he's going to have to hold both of the dams at the same time, inevitably he's going to have to hold one in his left hand, and we know you don't do avoda with your left hand. So it's always b'dieved to use your left hand. So even though on Yom Kippur itself he used his left hand, the Kaf and the Machta, one was in his right hand, one was in his left hand, but it's always a shtickle b'dieved. So it could be that's the reason. But the point is that if there were two stands, then as it relates to the Kohen Gadol, first he could have put down the Dam of the Sar, and then he could have picked up the Dam of the Par. But what this Baal Tefila said was he went to the second stand, that's where he put the Dam of the Sar, then he picked up the Dam of the Par, and then he put down the Dam of the Sar. So if there's one stand, if you want to put down the Dam of the Sar, you're first going to have to pick up the Dam of the Par. But if there's two stands, you can first put down the Dam of the Sar and then pick up the Dam of the Par. So that's what Rava told him. Chadik Rabbanu v'chadik Rabbi Yehuda. So he told him back, Ema, you're right. I made a mistake, Rava. He niach Dam HaSar, not the Dam HaPar. So Rava was being medayik what the Baal Tefila was saying. And he told him, you're 100% right. First he put down the Dam of the Sar. Then he picked up the Dam of the Par. Just a little bit more Gemara. Tanu Rabbanu. So after he did all the Azoyas, the Kohen Gadol and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so he went into the Heichel and now he did Azoyas on the Paroichas. He did Achas Amal of Sheva Lamata with the Dam HaPar, and then he did Achas Amal of Sheva Lamata with the Dam of the Sar. So how do you know that there were Azoyas that were done in the Oil Mayed? So we'll see a lot more about this in tomorrow's daf, but it's mefurish in the pasuk. The pasuk says that the chiper ala kodesh mitumais bnei Yisrael umi pesheim lechol chatoisam v'chein yasal oil moed. So after he did azoyis in the kodesh hakadoshim, he did azoyis on the paroich. Zok the gemara matam loimar. Why does it say v'chein yasal? The gemara feels the word yas is extra. It could have just said v'chein oil moed. He had to do azoyis in the oil moed. What does it mean v'chein yasal oil moed? K'shem shemazal l'fnayim v'lefnim kach mazal v'heichol. What the pasuk is coming to say is that just like the azoyis l'fnayim v'lefnim, so too the azoyis in the heichol. Mal l'fnayim v'lefnim achas mal v'shevel amato. Just like the azoyis that were done l'fnayim v'lefnim. So the way it was done was achas l'mal v'shevel amato midam apar kach mazal v'heichol. So too the heichol was achas l'mal v'shevel amato with the dam of the par. U'k'shem shel'fnayim v'lefnim achas mal v'shevel amato midam asor. And just like l'fnayim v'lefnim was achas l'mal v'shevel amato with the dam of the sor kach mazal v'heichol. So too the heichol was the same way. The pasuk concludes and says hashoychin itam betoich tumasam. The pasuk in Parshas Achrimos that's describing the hazoyis that were done in the oil moed, it mysteriously ends with those words hashoychin itam betoich tumasam. What does this mean? Afilu b'shas she'ein tmeim shchina imam. Even when the yidden are tame, still the shchina is in the midst of the yidden. Amalei hu mino the Rab Chanina, so there was a min that told Rab Chanina hashto bari tmeim atem. So he turned to Rab Chanina and he says, you're for sure tame, right? Could we agree that all the Jews are Tomei? And he came from the following source, meaning he didn't say because we're Tomei Tomas Meis, and there's no Paraduma. In the times of Rab Chanina, there probably was Paraduma. But he said because the Pasuk says in Eicha, Tumasa Bishuleha, that the Yidden were Tomei after the Churban. So Amalei, what was the point? What was he trying to say? Rashi, the ain't shchina beinechem shayre betoma. Meaning, if you're tame, you have no shchina. So this mina comes to Reb Chanina and he tells him, "You think you have ashrayis hashchina? You don't. You're for sure tame to masa b'shuleh. And if you're tame, that means you don't have the shchina." Amalei told him, "I hear what you're saying, but tachazim maksiv b'hu. Look at what the pasuk says. Ashayche nitam b'toich tu masam. Afilu b'zman sheim tameim shchina shruya beinem. Even when the yidden are tame, still the shchina shruya with them. So it's true that we're tame, but at the same time, the pasuk says ashayche nitam b'toich tu masam. So tucked away in the middle of the avoda on Yom Kippur, we have this idea that even when the yidden are tame, even when the yidden are after the Churban in Golos, we're Tumasa Bishuleh, but the Nechama is Hashaych Enitam B'Teich Tumasam, and because of Hashaych Enitam B'Teich Tumasam, therefore it's going to be okay. We still have Hashoyis Hashchina, and we'll stop here, exhale. Just to end on a little bit of a lighter note, and that is, so the Gemara said that there was a min, some have the Girsa or a Tzeduki, that went to Rab Chanina, and he told him, Hashtabari Tmei Matim, right? He made a back of the envelope cheshbon. He says, you're for sure Tame, right? Dechsev, Tumasa Vishula, Eicha Yumiyo, Anavi said that the Yidin are Tame. What was his point? Rashi, Ve'ein Shechina Beinechem, Shoyer Betoma. He says, if that's the case, you have no Shechina, because the Shechina is not Shoyer Betoma. Amalei, Reb Chanina told him, I hear where you're trying to go with this, but the joke's on you. You're wrong, because Tochazim Aksiv Bohu. It's interesting that you know Eicha Perek Aleph, but you don't know Vayikra Perek Tezayin. It's a pasuk that says, Ashoichin Itam, B'toich Tumasam. And we learn from there, Afilu B'zman Shein Tumayim, Shechina Shruya Beinayim. Even when the Yidin are Tameh, still the Shechina Shruya Beinayim. So it's true, we're Tameh. We're in Galus and Tumasa B'shuleh. But at the same time, Ashoichin Itam B'toich Tumasam. Afilu B'zman Shein Tumayim, Shechina Shruya Beinayim. In other words, where Reb Chanina was telling this min, or this tzeduki was, that even though we're in Galus, and it's true, we don't have it the way we would like to have it, and the way we once had it, and the way we one day will have it. But to think that there's no Shechina in Golos, that's not true. Because even if you want to come from the angle that we're Tameh, and how could there be Ashrois Shechina in a state of Tumah? It's a pasuk, Ashoich Enitam B'Toich Tumasam. It's tucked away in this parasha that talks about the Avodah on Yom Kippur, that even when the Yidden are Tameh, still the Shechina is with them. The truth is, this idea that the Shechina is with us, even when we're in Galus, is a Mefurish Gemara, it's a well-known Gemara, it's a Mesechtes Megillah, Daf Chof Tes Amir Alef, Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Yechayim, Reb Shimon ben Yechayim said, Boyu Re'ei, Kama Chavivin Yisrael Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take a look at how beloved the Bnei Yisrael are by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chamakum Shagalu, Shechina Imahem. Because wherever the Yidden went to Galus, the Shechina was always with them. Shagalu LeMitzrayim, the Yidden went to Mitzrayim, Shechina Imahem, Shenemar, Haloi Niglesi LeBeis Avicha, Biyoysam LeMitzrayim, Galu LeBavel Shechina Imahem, Shenemar LeManem Shulachti Bavel, Va'ath, Kishen Asidam LeGoyal Shechina Imahem. Then Reb Shimon Ba'Yichai said that even when there's going to be a Geula, when the Yidden are going to come back, the Shechina is going to be with them. It doesn't say Hashem is going to bring us back. Hashem himself is going to return. Melamed, you see from here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shav imah mibein hagolias. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to return together with the Yidden from the Gaul. So it's a Mefurish Gemara. What's mentioned fleetingly, more beremiza in Yuma Nun Zayin Amid Aleph, is very clear in Megillah Chavtes Amid Aleph. It's a memra of none other than the great Reb Shimon Ba'yichai, and he said, Boyu Re'ei Kama Chavivin Yisrael Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take a look at how beloved the Yidden are Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shebechal Mokim Shegalu Shechina Imam. The Rajba, in his Chidushei Agadis, asks a bamba kash on this gemara. So Reb Shimon Ba'yichai said, "Boy, Rei Kama Chaviv in Yisrael Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu." Bechol Mokem Shegalu Shechina. They went to Mitzrayim, the Shechina was there. Then they went to Babel, and the Shechina was there as well. Said Reb Shimon Ba'yichai, "I want you to know that not only is the Shechina with the Yidden when they're in Galus, but Af Kishen Asidin LiGal Shechina Ima. When the Yidden are going to come back, the Shechina is going to come back with them as well." And he had a pasuk for it. He had to back it up. Shenemar, it says, V'shav Hashem Alekecha Shvuzcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to return with the Yidden from Galus. The Heshev Loinemar, the Heshev would suggest he's going to bring us back. But maybe Kavi Yochel is not going to come back. Ela V'shav. Melamed, it said, Rav Shimon Ba'yichoy, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Shav Imahem Mibein HaGalus. And the Rashba's Matmiya. The Rashba says, But there's a Havamina that when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt and the Yigin are going to go back to Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be a Kibbutz Golias, there's going to be a Bayis HaShlishi, all the Nevuos of Yecheskel are going to play out, then the Shechina is not going to be with us. The Chiddush is that the Shechina is in Golos. That's a Chiddush. For that you need Psukim. HaShoichin Nitam B'toich Tomasa. But that when we're going to go back, the Shechina is going to return with us. Why would there be a Havamina that the Shechina is not going to be with us? If the Shechina is not going to be with us, then where are we going? The whole idea of going to Eretz Yisrael and living this new existence, this metaphysical existence, it's all about basking in the Shechina. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai needs a pasuk v'av k'shenasidim ligoil Shechina imayim, because it says v'shav Hashem alekecha. It doesn't say v'heshiv. It's a medrash plia. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that the Shechina is going to be with the Yidden when they come back there? So, under Rashba's madchik to try to say a pshat. But the Maral in the Sefer Netzach Yisrael, and this is in Perik Yud, he says a Dov and Nifla based on the Gemara Mesach the Shabbos that we just spoke about. The Gemara Mesach the Shabbos says that Rabbi Lazar, when he used to be Mevaku Choyla, so he would sit with a Choyla and he would say a tefillah. And Zimnan Amar, sometimes his tefillah was Hamakim Yifkedeich L'Shalom. Sometimes his tefillah was Rachmana Yit Kareinech L'Shalom. And the Gemara says, Hechi Avad Hachi, why was that his tefillah? But Rabbi Yehuda, said, Lo Olam Al Yishal Adam Tzracha B'Lashon Arami. A person should never daven B'Lashon Arami. Rabbi Yochanan said that if a person davens B'Lashon Arami, you should know that the Malachi Asharis are not going to take his tefillah and bring it to the Eivishta. She'im Malachi Asharis Makirin B'Lashon Arami. So Rabbi Loz is going to daven for a chayla. So why would he daven B'Lashon Arami? We know you're not just a davar b'loshen Arami. He spoke Aramaic. Hamakim yifkedeich l'shalom. Rachmani yitkerineich l'shalom. Why would he daven this way? So the Gemara says, Shani chayla. The Rabbi Lazar knew that a chayla is different. The Shechina imay. Because a chayla has the Shechina with him. The Amar Rav Anan, Amar Rav. Because Rav said, Min ayin sheshechina soyed as a chayla. How do you know that the Shechina takes care of a chayla? Shenemar, Hashem Yisodenu al Eres Devoy. Tanya Nami Hachi. It's a braisa. Anichlas of Akas Achoylo. Someone that comes to me with Akas Achoylo. Yeshev, he shouldn't sit. Lo yagabi mitan not on a bevel. Yagabi kizin not on a chair. Ela misate, if he should put on a talis. Fi yoshev lefonov. And he should sit. Be'emo. Mepnei sheshchino lemayla merashoysav shol choylo. Because the shchino is literally sitting at the head of the choylo. Shenemar. Hashem Yisodenu al Eres Devoy. The Gemara goes vaitav. Amar Rav, Amar Ravin. Minayin shakadosh baruch huzon es achoylo. Hey, you know, kadosh baruch himself sustains. Said the Maral, it's mavur in this Gemara Shabbos Yud Beis Amud Beis that a chayla has a special connection with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shechinas lemayla mirashoisa. Someone that's not a chayla doesn't have that relationship, but a chayla is in a very unique position, and it manifests itself in terms of his connection to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Shechina is l'mayla mirashoyis of shal chayla, and there's nafkiminas la'alocha. How you have to conduct yourself when you're in the presence of a chayla, and you can daven b'loshen arami when you're in the presence of a chayla. Because why can't you daven b'loshen arami? Because the malachim don't understand what you're talking about, so they're never going to bring your tefillas to the Eibush. You don't need the malach. Because if you're sitting in the presence of a chayla, kaviyochel, the Eibush is there, he's l'mayla mirashoyis of, and the Shechina is going to be able to hear your tefillas, and there's no need to go through any intermediaries. You don't have to go through. You don't have to go through any malachim. So said the Maral, what's the pshat that the Shechina is the Maila Mirashoyis of Shalchayla? So he says the Hezbah Advarim is because it's an idea. Yeshaya Navi said, "Es dake yushval ruach eshkoin." That when a person is in pain and when a person is suffering, he's never alone. He may feel alone, he may feel isolated, but the reality is the Shechina is always with him. Es dake yushval ruach eshkoin. So says the Maral, a chayla, someone that's going through a difficult situation, that Shechina is always with, because that's midasai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when a person finds himself in that kind of situation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him, Hashem is holding his hand. And that's the Metzias. Es dake yushval ruach eshkoin. So says the Maral, it's poshut, that the Yidden and Golos are like the chayla, where there's a situation where it could be difficult, it could be very hard, and there were tkufis throughout Jewish history where it was very shver tzizanayin. It was very, very hard. But says the Maral, that through all those times, the Shechina was l'mayla mirashoyis of those yidin that were suffering, and those yidin that had to be mois and nefesh during situations where they with struggling through galus. And that's what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai meant when he said, because when the Yid goes to galus, he's not alone. When the Yidden were in the concentration camps, Shechina Imahem, it doesn't matter where it was, more dramatic, less dramatic, but the Shechina has always been together with Klal Yisrael. Says the Maral, that level of Ashrayis HaShechina that a person has when he's going through such an adverse situation, that level of Ashrayis HaShechina is unique to the matziv that he's in. So Zogt Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that someone that's a chayla, someone that's in galus, he has a tremendous connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's going to be when Klal Yisrael has a geula? What's going to be when the Yidden are finally going to go back to Eretz Yisrael? Are they still going to have that connection that they had to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Are they still going to be, they're not going to be in a matzav anymore, Vezdaki Ushval Ruach Eshkon. So are they still going to have that connection? Zogt Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that Av Kshein Asidam Ligal, Shechina Imot. Even when the Yidden go back to Eretz Yisrael, that level of Ashkoyos Hashkin that they got, that's something that's going to stay with them forever. That's something that we're not, Avada, there's going to be Shechina. There was no Havamina, there's not going to be Shechina. Oh, but the question was that special connection. The Shechina that very, very unique relationship that a person who's going through a very, very, very difficult matzav has together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was coming to say. That matziv he's going to have even when he's zoicha to his Yeshua. That a Yid that goes through a matziv and then he's zoicha to his Yeshua. So what, now he loses the Eivishta? No, the Shechina is still with him. And that's what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was coming to say. That Av Kshein Asidam Ligol Shechina Imam. Avada, the Shechina is going to be with us when we go to Eretz Yisrael. What else? Of course, we're going to be there for the Shechina. Of a Sedem Aral, there's such a special connection that a Yid could have with the Eivishta when he's in Golos. That there would have been a hava mina that maybe that is not going to happen in the matzav of geula, and that was the chiddush that the av kshein asidam ligol shechina imam, that special connection that a person sometimes only feels when he's going through a very, very dark matzav. So now it's going to be geula, it's going to be all lichtig, it's going to be all ar. Maybe that is not going to have anymore. That's the pasuk that the heishav loy nemar ela vishav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu yene Madrega, yena level of Shechina that was in Golos, that same Shechina is going to come together with the Yid. But the point is that sometimes the Yid in Golos can feel like, where's the Shechina? So we spoke the other night about the idea that Klal Yisrael in Golos is a special Ahava, that the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tshuva, where he talks about the Madrega of Avoidame Ahava, Ahava as a Rabba, Admoid, all the adjectives that he uses. He's coming from a pasuk of Kichoivas Ahava Ani, and we said over the Vart for Rabbi Uri Tiger in the Sefer Ladoivke Betshuva that the pasuk, if you look up the pasuk, is describing the matzav of Klal Yisrael in Golos, that Kichoivas Ahava Ani is in Golos, because in Golos, not only does Hashem love Klal Yisrael, but to the contrary, loves us more. Because the farther we are, the more steeped in Tumah we are, the more he longs for us. And that triggers, it brings out the Ahava more and more. So the great, from all the Psukim and Shirat Shirim, the Pasuk that shries the most of the Ahava that Hashem has for the Bnei Yisrael, what's that Pasuk? Where do you see the greatest level of Ahava? You see it in a pasuk that describes the ahava between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Golos. That's the pasuk of Kichoylas Ahava Ani. Shimon Bar Yochai is saying a very similar idea. He says, Boyu re'e kama chavivin Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know where you see the kama chavivin Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What brings out that chiva? It's from Golos. It's from Golos. Sometimes that's where you see it more. You see it more from Golos, that even when the Yidden are in Golos, Shechina Imam, and that's such a chibo, that Kichoylos Ahavani, that there would have been a Havamina that maybe, once this is Man of Geula, we're not going to have it anymore. And that's where Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was coming to say, that special connection that a Yid can tap into, Vishayich to it, in Golos, to feel Hashoychein Itam B'toich Tumasam, and not just Hashoychein Itam B'toich Tumasam, but a level of Hashoychein Hashchina, that's more than maybe even a person could have in his man of geula. And that's what Shimon Bar Yochai was coming to say, that zog zechnish, that after the geula, v'shav Hashem aleikecho, the Eibishter is going to come back with us, and we're going to have that level of Ashrayis HaShechina as well.